I don't know about you, my fellow brothers and sisters, but it's a complete joy and honor. And it's this love flowing that we get to serve a Father like ours. I just want to say that he said that he created man to be able to serve him and profess that he's the Lord and Savior. I just want to share with my fellow brothers and sisters, which I've talked to the Father about and in deep reverence with, is how the blood has cleansed us from all our sins to come and already past. As we leave a season of winter and go into the season of spring, I just want to say this is a time of rebirth, and I want you to understand the covering that our Father has given you in this time and always will have. So we're going to do in a new international version. We're going to start at First John chapter 1 verse 7. Then we're going to Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. Then we're going to end on Hebrews 9 verse 12. And all these are in a new international version. So the first one of 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." Then Leviticus 17 verse 11 says, "For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life." Then we're going to end in Hebrews 9, verse 12. It says, "He did not enter by means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place one for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption." And what this is all saying is atonement is the biggest piece to this. So when he gave us the blood and cleansed us in the blood, we have atonement for all of our sins. And atonement is the closest that you have to be able to get to God and be able to talk to our Father, because that's when you fully surrender and say, "I need you, Father, for all things and everything." So atonement is the biggest thing ever. So before I walk this walk and being able to have a deep reverence with our Father, I have to say, when I did the Day of Atonement, that was a full day of just relying on God for everything. I mean, food, water, anything you can think of, I relied on the Father. I'm not encouraging you to do that unless the Spirit moves you to do it, but it is very mind-opening and spiritual awakening and spiritual rebirth, because the connection that you have with the Father is more strengthened during that time. And I mean, anything that you think it happens, really. And that's the best part about, you know, you're so close with the Father. I mean, that's why it says we have life and death in the power of our tongue. It said you have faith of mustard seed, you can move a mountain. These are all powerful allusions and illustrations to the power of faith that we all have. So I want to leave you with this, my fellow Heavenly Father. I just want to thank you so much for a glorious and wonderful day. Thank you so much, Father, for all my fellow brothers and sisters. And thank you so much for loving each one of us for who we are and creating us for a purpose and giving us the ability to have reverence with you, Father. And thank you so much for giving us a revelation to our lives so we can be that much closer to you, and you know us better than we know ourselves, Father. And thank you so much for showing us in this process a better way of knowing ourselves too. Father, I just ask all these things in your holy name. Selah.